At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It's so great to be catching up with the wonderful Melanie May, our lovely travel journalist here on iRadio's Group Chat, to talk all things autumn and getting away for a little bit of a trip. Thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's always lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Now, I guess when we're back into September, the busy time, and then we start thinking, we get that itch going, right, where are we going to go? What are we going to do for Halloween? Because it's just around the corner. Have you got any advice for us? Be it somebody who's on a budget, somebody who wants to splurge, or just go out there and enjoy life and all that autumn has to offer us.
Absolutely. Now, look, autumn is absolutely the best season for travelling, hands down. It's the best season, hands down, but for travelling as well, it is extra good because the weather is a bit more pleasant, especially if you're looking to go somewhere like super hot. There's beautiful colours out there with the leaves. Usually in Ireland, we get some lovely crisp days, you know, the skies are clear, the sun is shining. But the best thing about it is that the crowds have dispersed. So all those bucket list destinations that are usually, you know, crowded in summer are, you know, they're just not as busy. So you get to see them at a much leisurely pace. And it's also cheaper as well because it's classed as the shoulder season. So you might get some better deals. And of course, you'll get cheaper flights as well this time of year. So if you're on a budget and you just want to make the most of autumn in Ireland before our dark nights come in, I have loads of like kind of road trip destinations that you can do, but you don't need a car. There are kind of really well trodden tourist destinations. So there's plenty of trains and buses to go if you don't have a car. One of my favorite places to go to in autumn in Ireland is the Wicklow Way. So this is because they have so many deciduous broadleaf trees that change colors and they're over 200 years old and their foliage is just a stunning arrangement of like fiery reds and shimmering golds. And one of the best drives or cycles or walks you can do is the 80-kilometer Braveheart Drive. So this was named because it's where the movie with Mel Gibson was filmed, and it takes you through Hollywood, Lachlan, Manor Kilbride, Blessington, Sally Gap, and the Glenmacnass Waterfall, Glendalough, and down to the Wicklow Gap.
I love that. And I think when somebody can see something that's been on TV, they're always a bit like, oh, this is great. Let's get our photos wherever this happened or that happened. And there's something always a little bit magical, maybe a little bit scary sometimes about this time of year as well, where I know that if you celebrate Halloween, it's all about getting spooky. But I don't know, there is something about autumn that just brings out such a great time of year to go and explore.
Oh, absolutely. And one of my other favourite places to go is the Killarney National Park in Kerry. Now, I would not head down here in summer at all, but in the autumn, yes, any chance that I can get to go down. And mainly because of the forest, it's like the most extensive covering of native forest left in Ireland. And if you go down there, you drive, your cycle, your walk, obviously there's going to be the backdrop of the coniferous and deciduous trees. Again, all the different light shows and the colours. But also it's the red deer, it's the rutting season. So you might get a big wildlife display going on. Just don't go anywhere near the deers when they are rutting. You can actually hear them and the noise of it is incredible. A little bit scary, but really great. And again, because it's so busy in summer, it's a great time to go down there because the crowds will have gone.
That's brilliant. I know we've spoken for many, many years and you've contributed on the show for such a long time. I always love heading away in the likes of October. I've always said that I love to go to theme parks and anywhere that's kind of Halloween themed. But if anybody is planning something for midterm, because it genuinely is just around the corner, where should they be looking for maybe a good deal? Maybe if they want to fly out of the country, is there any specific places that they should be looking that maybe might be even trending or a great place to go and see?
Right. Well, In terms of a bucket list experience, I did this 2 years ago and it was absolutely one of the, no, probably the best experience I've ever had in my life. And that is, I went to Mexico for Day of the Dead.
Oh, yes.
And I went around to the Sacred Lakes where, you know, the Disney movie Coco?
Yes.
Where that was kind of set. And it was, oh my gosh, I just can't even explain what it is. So if you're looking for a bucket list trip, put Mexico for Day of the Dead on the top of your list and just go for it. Save up for it. Mexico is not expensive when you get there. Aer Lingus are actually doing flights now direct into Cancun, and then you can either get a connecting flight or a bus. I have gotten the buses from Cancun all the way up to Mexico City. Totally worth it. Another place that I went to last year in autumn was Lapland. Now, amazing. I know everyone thinks of Lapland as a Christmas destination, but it's so booked out so far in advance for Christmas and that it's very hard to get into and it's so expensive. But Lapland in autumn is just incredible. There's no crowds. You're in the forests. Nearly all the activities that you can do at Christmas time, you can do in Lapland during the autumn. So there's the ice hotel in Kirkenes, which is in Lapland in Norway. You can stay there all year round. The northern lights happen at the end of August, so you can still see them. The huskies are still out. Instead of like going sledding, you can go on a husky pull, but you're not on the ice, and you can go fat biking in the forest. It is incredible, and you will get some great deals if you have a look at Finnair. Fly into Helsinki, have a little city break, and then go and get the another plane up to Lapland.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely amazing. Melanie, stick with us for just a couple of minutes. Of course, we're having a chat to our fabulous travel journalist, Melanie May. If you've got any questions for her, send them in to us, 087-1102-107. It's iRadio's group chat. It is iRadio's group chat. At the minute, we're talking all things travel and excitement, especially around autumn, with Melanie May, our travel journalist. Melanie, now what else have you got on our list? Because I know people will want to try and get out there and explore in the autumn season. And it's kind of nice and crisp weather at the minute. We haven't got that unbelievable cold winter feel or the rain. Well, hopefully the rain is going to stay away, but maybe we can get out there and explore.
Yeah, so a couple of other places that might be a little bit more accessible than Lapland, although it's very accessible this time of year, and Mexico, very accessible, but you might need to plan it a little bit more in advance. Scotland has the, you know, it's just incredible during autumn time. Again, really cheap flights, just across the water. You're not going to get jet lagged, no change of time zones or anything like that. So that's always a great place, especially if you want to go camping, rent a camper van, anything like that. I also love Bavaria in Germany. They have a thing called the Romantic Road, and this takes you through all the region, which is famous for like its fairy tale castles. And again, it's just the trees and the colour and the cozy, you know, glühwein and hot chocolate. And also Amsterdam is one of the most beautiful cities in autumn. And again, most of those kind of stag and hen parties and, you know, all the crowds that you kind of consider that you usually get in Amsterdam, they will be gone. It's a lot more chilled, and it's just a great way to experience the city's charm and the canals and the architecture with the colour of the leaves and the fewer crowds. And again, it's a great place for just walking around in the beautiful weather. I spent a Christmas there in Amsterdam, so it's also a great place to go for Christmas.
Oh, I love that. I know we would love to talk about Christmas markets and things as well, because this is the time that you probably should start to book them. I know we're kind of thinking ahead of ourselves, but, you know, we're 3 months away. Have you got one destination that you would recommend people to check out that mightn't necessarily be top of the list that's promoted as much?
Well, my number one, if you're looking for the absolute quintessential Christmas market experience, is Austria, and anywhere in Austria whatsoever. Vienna is stunning, but I adore Salzburg. You can also fly into Munich and do the Munich Christmas markets there and just get the train then down to Salzburg. absolutely perfect, really cheap as well. Budapest is always a great one as well, for just a really good time if you're looking, you know, for nightlife as well as the markets. But maybe two that aren't promoted as much. I went for my birthday, which is in December, hint, hint, anyone. Mm-hmm. And it was, we flew into Riga in Latvia, and then we actually flew to Vilnius in Lithuania, and I got two Christmas markets done in the space of 3 days. So Ryanair do those connecting flights. They're very cheap, but I'm pretty sure you could probably get like a train or public transport, or you could do something like the ferry between Helsinki and Tallinn, which would be a great way of getting a Scandinavian and then an Eastern European Christmas experience in the one little trip.
Wow. Where is the best place, do you think, that you've been? Is that it, that you went for your birthday, or is there another one that sticks out in your mind?
New York is always great, I have to say. I just love how big and bold it is. And the last time I went to New York, I actually stayed in Queens, and I much preferred staying in Queens than I did in Manhattan, because I got a really cool neighborhood Christmas experience, and I also got the big mega city New York in your face experience as well. But I also really like the Cologne Christmas markets, just because there's like 7 or 8 of them, so there's a different variety. And if you are going with a family, that's a great one, because they actually have ones that are specifically for family and younger kids.
I love that. That's brilliant. Melanie, I could literally talk to you about planning trips for ages, but every time I talk to you, I start Googling things, and then I end up spending a fortune on trips, and it always ends up that, where am I going next? But I love that. Melanie, if anybody wants to find out more, if they want to maybe check out all of the wonderful destinations that you've already been to, where's the best place to go?
I have a website, and that's melaniemay.com, or you could follow me over on Instagram, which is _MayMelanie.
Melanie, it's been always a pleasure having a chat to you on the show. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful contributions. I really appreciate it. And listen, best of luck, and we'll be chatting to you again very soon.
Thanks a million, Ruth.
This is iRadio's Root Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.